You're listening to Honestly Aging by Vigor Health, a podcast where we explore what it's like getting older, the peaks, the valleys, and everything in between. In this season of Honestly Aging by Vigor Health, we're covering topics related to solo aging. I'm your host, Cheryl Proska. Let's grow old together. On today's episode, I'm joined by my colleague, Joylynn Williamson, Friends Life Care Plan Counselor. Joylynn joined Friends Life Care in 2017 and brings many years of experience with inside sales in both business to business and consumer. She enjoys connecting with prospective members and appreciates working in an organization guided by Quaker values. Joylynn holds a Bachelor of Science degree in drama, TV, and film, and has completed some graduate studies in communications at Regent University. Originally from South California, Joylynn has called the East Coast her home for over 20 years. Several years back, she relocated her father from California to her home in Pennsylvania. He is 90, and she now manages his care as he has a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Joylynn, welcome, and thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Cheryl.
Absolutely. So, Joylynn, you are joining me today to really help define what is honestly aging. I appreciate your vantage point with having some unique experiences supporting your father through the aging process, being a solo ager, and working with prospective Friends Life Care members. I want to start with a David Bowie quote that you sent me when we were planning for this episode. It goes, "Aging is an extraordinary process where you become the person you should have always been." What is your take on this?
So that quote just makes me smile. It makes me realize that I have more to look forward to each year, that the older I get, the braver I become. I'm owning who I am more and more. I'm shedding the expectations of others. And I love that. I love that I get to become more the essence of who I am week over week, month over month as I get older.
That is such an interesting take on it. And it makes me think of like growing up and getting older, you start like packing different things that you learn along the way and different ways that maybe other people want you to be. But then as you get older, it's like the shedding of some of those parts of being that maybe no longer serve you or never really served you in the first place. So, and one does have to be brave, as you said, to do that.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of like, I've seen pictures of people removing masks, the mask to fit in here, the mask to fit in there. And so I'm just constantly going, oh, this doesn't work for me anymore. I don't like this. This doesn't fit. I've outgrown this. And I just continue to give myself permission to grow.
Yeah. Well, for the past few years, you have helped your dad through the aging process. What has this experience taught you about honestly aging?
Ooh. So I've had my dad with me since 2019. And every year it's something new. So if you would have asked me this question in 2020, I'd have a different answer than I do today in 2023. But the thing I keep ruminating on, reflecting on is, I have a father who's a passionate man. He lived passionately, and I'm even watching him die passionately. But this theme that has always been my father is he's always been this man of a grateful man and a thankful man. So his essence is a joy for living and a gratitude, a gratefulness in whatever state he's in. So he's actually teaching me how not only to live well, but to die well. And he doesn't have the verbals that he obviously once had. But the words that are always on the tip of his tongue, Cheryl, is thank you and I love you. So even now, while he's in a nursing home and, you know, even in hospice care, the words that are constantly out of his mouth to the people that are taking care of him is thank you and I love you. And that's who I want to be. That to me is the essence of honestly aging.
Are those words and phrases something that you heard a lot growing up from him? Thank you and I love you.
You know, what I remember most is he'd always say things like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And those are still words that come out of his mouth. But, you know, I haven't lived near him in, you know, 20 some years. So I don't know if I really ever reflected on who he is, other than he's always just been my favorite person, but I've never really analyzed why until the last 4 years, you know, and getting to know him has also been a reflection on who I am. So it's just been a myriad of things. So I would say yes, but I wasn't really cognizant of it until recently.
It is so interesting how a tragedy or a significant moment of time can really make us all very reflective and take a closer look at what means so much to us. And it sounds like for your dad, staying true to himself and living with grace is really just his essence. And that's something that he's been able to continue to carry with him, even as he is closing out his life in these past few months.
Yes. And even though, you know, people say, oh, your dad's so fortunate to have you, I feel I'm getting back just as much, if not more, from this season in life where I am caregiving him. You know, he's leaving me with seeds of grace and gratitude and joy and healing. And so it's difficult, but it's really beautiful.
That happens to be a really lovely segue into what I wanted to get into next, which is more of what you were just talking about. What has it been like being an adult caregiver to him?
So big picture, it's been everything. I'll break it down. It's probably one of the biggest gifts I've ever been given, but it's a really heavy gift. I'm going to answer this question, but I want to say this. He had this beautiful ability to meet me every age I was when I was growing up. He could meet the 3-year-old me or the 6-year-old me or the 25-year-old me. So he inadvertently taught me how to take care of him all these years later to meet the 90-year-old him, who's also displaying the toddler and, you know, all these different ages that are coming out of him. You know, I'll spend a day with him and sometimes he's the businessman, you know, or other days he's Romeo, he's in his 20s and he's flirting with the gals. And so I'm having to go, okay, where are we today? Or he's five and I'm his mama and he just wants to hug his mama. So it has been a really beautiful, hard gift. It's been rewarding and challenging and overwhelming. At some point within the first few months of him being here, I thought, gosh, I feel like I'm a single mom to an 86-year-old. And I begin to have more understanding and empathy and compassion for some of my single parent friends. Because my extended family is on the West Coast. So it's just dad and I doing this together with the help of some great friends in an incredible company. But it's been high highs and low lows, but ultimately it's incredible. It's wonderful. It's healing. It's a beautiful, hard, heavy gift.
And while it is a gift, it comes across to me and it sounds as if it really is all encompassing and takes so much of you to be there for your father in all of these different walks of life that he's presenting to you when you are spending your time with him. When do you find time for a respite?
You know, in the beginning, when he lived with me for those 2 years, it would be pockets of time. He was higher functioning, so he still walked upright and he used a cane. He just couldn't be left alone. So although I worked during the day and I was with him at night, he usually went to bed around 8. So I would have a couple hours in the evening to unwind, but I would just take pockets of time as he slept or napped. And then I eventually built up, you know, taking a Saturday and having somebody with him just so I could, you know, have a day to myself. And then eventually worked up into taking like an overnight or a weekend. So it's been in moments. Now, because he's in a nursing home, I have the space. But prior to that, I needed to create the space.
And creating that space is, well, I'll speak for myself. I've learned so important to be able to show up in other ways, show up with family and friends and at work, because if you don't have that space in between, then like the fire starts to go out, and it kind of sounds as if you're living and have lived that experience. And I just want to give you such respect and appreciation for giving yourself that time and space and making sure that you did find those pockets of time and not just filling them. That's tough to do.
Yeah, it is, but it's also like in COVID, you know, when we were quarantined, I'm working from my room, you know, dad's in the other room. I eventually had a caregiver come in and I had to get out. Like I had to walk, you know, or, you know, I'm the one who lost weight in 2020 because I kept taking walks. And I thought, well, you know, my drive to work was about 45 minutes. So I eventually worked up to a 90-minute workout. But it was almost compelling, Cheryl, you know, like for me to survive this, you know, I need to take, I started to learn that I had to take as much care for myself, if not more, in order to care for this beautiful man.
Would you prefer to age independently in your own home or live in a nursing facility? I know what I'd rather do. Friends Life Care membership offers just that. Plan today for a future lived at home with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience while protecting your savings. Learn about your options at a free seminar or webinar. Register at friendslifecare.org/register or call 215-628-8964. Welcome back to Honestly Aging by Vigor Health, where today I'm joined by my colleague, Joylyn Williamson, to dive into what is honestly aging. In season one of the podcast, we are covering topics related to solo aging. So switching gears a little bit, I'm interested to hear about your personal experience of being a solo ager, which is how we are trying to gear the first season of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know why that phrase, it's like, I don't even think I thought of myself as really aging until I started working with Friends Life Care on, you know, what we did for a living. And then taking care of my father. And I don't know if I was in denial or I just feel like I'm forever 27 inside of me. But it was, you know, first I had to wake up to the fact that, oh, what I'm doing for my father, like who's going to do this for me? And, you know, and then I started meeting clients who were similar, you know, didn't have a spouse, didn't have children, but were putting a plan in place with Friends Life Care. So for me, it's been a slow waking up to this fact. So now I'm more mindful of, you know, I removed rugs from my father, area rugs, and I decided to keep that for myself. I'm already planning in my head to redo the bath and shower to one that would be more accessible for the future me. So I think for the first time these last few years, I'm actually thinking of my future self in a way I never have before, or maybe even never did. So even down to, okay, wearing flip-flops and, you know, people fall in flip-flops and, you know, just, I fell twice in 2020, I think because I was so tired at one point and I just wasn't picking up my feet. And, you know, it just left me with a couple of bruises, but I thought, what if this was me 20 years from now? So I am currently incredibly mindful of the future me. Of me 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And it's not so much these lofty goals as it is, how am I going to build my health today to be a really strong and healthy 60, 70, 80 plus year old? And what are the seeds I need to start planting now? And how can I prepare for that? So again, I can die as gracefully as my father.
And I will completely agree with you that working with an aging population and having such a focus in my day-to-day work of helping and promoting to people, planning ahead, being prepared, it has made me make some changes in my life of just what do I need to do now so that I am successful as I get older? Because the fact of the matter is we're all aging. It doesn't matter how old you are, we're all aging. And these choices and these critical points in our lives can help define what that future can look like. So I just completely agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, it's a slow waking, mm-hmm. but I'm waking up.
You mentioned working with our prospective members and getting to have a lot of different vantage points. And I would really be interested to hear more about, like, in this role you have at Friends Life Care, where you are engaging with our prospective members, how has that given you a view into, again, how honestly aging can look? And can you share with us some of what you've encountered?
Yeah. You know, on the positive note, I've mentioned this, Cheryl, that we have, I think, some of the most interesting members. And I do have the vantage point of getting to know them a little bit prior to them even applying. And so many folks that I'm talking to are just loving this, you know, whether they call it an act two or act three in their life, like they are thriving individuals. And, you know, in some respects, you hear some of the lightheartedness or just the wisdom, you know, of their life experiences. And now they're these wise humans that are ready to take on this next season with joy. And a lot of them are going back to their passions from their younger years that they may have had to put aside to raise a family. So I talk to a lot of folks that are back to picking up the paintbrush, or, you know, they're painters, they're writers, they're musicians, they're all these different aspects of artistry, you know, that's coming back to life again. Many of them, you know, are traveling the world pre-COVID and are getting back to it a little bit now, exploring the country. It's wonderful again. I'm looking forward to this just by these people's fervor and passion. So that's one element. The other is, you know, sometimes I hear from folks, and this happened quite a few times last year, where there's this particular couple who attended one of our seminars, you know, maybe about 10 years ago. And the wife was really interested in joining and the husband was not. So they did not become members. And a couple months ago, I heard from the wife who took care of her husband who had gotten sick and passed away. And she had wanted to join years ago. And so now was her chance. But unfortunately, she had already had a diagnosis that didn't qualify her for membership. So on one end, you know, you have these people that, you know, are just passionate about living in life. And you have some folks that didn't prepare, you know, as well. And so, you know, both, you know, that's a cautionary tale. You know, and it's reminding me again to trust my gut and to put some plans into place. But overall, I mean, we just have some fascinating folks.
And I will share with our listeners that I, in this season of the podcast, am getting to speak with some of our amazing members about their encore careers and exploring some of their passions after retirement and learning more about their lives and how they are going through honestly aging. And it's been just such a treat to get to gain some of that wisdom from them that you've been speaking about.
Yeah. So it's just a privilege to talk to these folks.
So Joylynn, in closing, what are your final thoughts on what honestly aging means to you?
Oh, good question. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. And in the story, there's the answer. So again, regarding my father, he has a mirror, just one of those long mirrors that's on the wall in his room at the nursing home that he faces on his bed. And several times I have caught him, you know, staring at himself, giving himself a thumbs up, winking at himself, pointing and winking. And I've overheard him say, "I love you. I'm proud of you. You're doing good, Mr. Williamson." This makes me emotional. To see him love himself, even to the very end. And to me, that's how I want to age, is with a love for myself, a healthy love for myself, that spills out into others with that gratitude that I see my father with thankfulness and gratefulness and encouragement. And he tells himself how proud he is of himself. And then he's able to also speak that to others. I want to age with that type of love.
That is so, I felt myself tearing up. That is so beautiful. Yeah. And you are accomplishing that goal. Whenever I have the pleasure of spending time with you and working with you, you absolutely radiate compassion and caring for others. So I'm so grateful for getting to work with you and you spending this time with me and taking time to be on the podcast, and just all of your honesty and vulnerability to help us launch into our podcast, Honestly Aging. So thank you, Joylyn.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's my privilege. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Honestly Aging by Vigor Health. You can find links and show notes from this episode on our website at friendslifecare.org/podcast. Thank you to Joylyn Williamson for joining us today. You can learn more about Joylyn on LinkedIn and by visiting our website, friendslifecare.org. If you like our show, please rate, review, subscribe, and join us next time. To learn more about aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience, subscribe to our blog at friendslifecare.org/blog.